You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 56, Numerology Decode Secret Messages, part one. For today, we're going to start our discussion on numerology. I thought that I was going to start talking about 1111 first, but that will come next week. Today, I want to make another point before we start talking about specific numbers. We've been discussing the secret codes of our universe and how these codes are hidden in everything. A code is a language, and all languages are codes. You cannot decipher them without understanding their symbols, letters, or glyphs, or what have you. Some codes are in picture forms or in music, so there are many ways to code a message. Let's begin to discuss the need for code. As we talked about in earlier episodes, codes are used to confer a message. Just like when you write a letter, you intend for the receiver to understand your message. But if your letter was coded, then the message would not be clear to everyone who would read it, only to the person or persons who had the skill to decipher it. The coded message would not be so obvious. It is hidden in plain sight, you could say. A definite skill is needed in order to recognize a code is present and then to crack it. Secret codes are usually abbreviated messages. You have to have more knowledge of some sort to be able to understand them. So let's use Morse code for example here. In Morse code, you have an alphabet, and that alphabet is made up of a series of dots and dashes. Now, this is not just a made-up language. Morse code encodes the basic Latin alphabet. It includes some extra Latin letters, the Arabic numbers, and a small set of punctuation and procedural signals, which they call prosigns. They are all used as standardized sequences of short and long signals made up of dots and dashes. Now, with Morse code, you can send complete messages, like full sentences, but that usually would take too long, so you abbreviate the messages. Remember, you're sending a coded message, so you would use something like SOS, which means save our souls. It's a call for help. So the receiver of this message would have to know what SOS stood for. When your ship is going down, you don't have much time, so an abbreviated message would be much faster. And this example is clear why you would abbreviate a message for the sake of time. But in general, coded messages are always abbreviated. They get right to the point. That's generally the case. Now, what is numerology? Numerology is a form of code, and it's been around for a very long time. It works in several ways. So I'll explain it in these terms. Every letter in our alphabet correlates to a number value. This is true for any language. And just as I said in our previous episode, this is ancient knowledge. It has been around for unknown millennia. No one can trace the origins of it. The letter number correlation was found in our ancient languages, and these languages are referred to as the root languages in the study of linguistics. The strange thing is, the tables that are used to decipher letters and number vibrations were already there, but no one knows who created this correlating system. And over time, they have never changed. Some of these ancient core languages are Sanskrit, Aramaic, Hebrew, and even cuneiform. It is believed that each letter that corresponds to a certain number value has that same vibration. The letters are actually numerical vibrations, and if you know the characteristics of each number, then you can tell many things about a person simply by knowing the numerical vibrations that surround them. For instance, You can take a person's name and convert each letter to its corresponding number value. Then add all the numbers up so that you come to a single digit. This digit is the vibration of that name. And by knowing this number, you will know many characteristics about the person because of the vibration of their name. Now, I think you can see that this can get very deep, and it's a science. And this is just a short example. It's a higher science of vibration, and numerology helps us to decode vibration. It is a fact that numbers are distinct frequencies. In numerology, there are only 9 numbers that make up all the other numbers, even in combination. There are no zeros because 0 is the number 9, or 9 is the number 0 in numerology. It is the most mysterious number of all, and I'll show you a trick that you can do with the number 9, and it won't work with any other number. If you multiply the number 9 by any number, you will always come back to 9. So for example, and remember this is how you count in numerology, you have to add all the number values up to a single digit. Now remember, anything you multiply by 9 comes back to 9. So say you multiply 9 times 2, that equals 18. So now you add 1 plus 8, that equals 9. Now try 9 times 13, and that equals 117. You add 1 plus 1, you get 2, and 2 plus 7 is 9. So no matter what you multiply 9 by, you always come back to the number 9. In numerology, this is the most powerful and mysterious of all numbers. Also, 9 is equal to 0. So if you take a series of numbers that includes several number 9s and add them together, you will always get the same value as if 9 was a 0, because you can take all the 9s in your number series and make them all zeros, and you come out with the same number. So let's do a short addition with the number 9. Let's add 9 plus 5. This is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. So you could have simply made 9 a 0 and came up with your answer quicker. This is only in the way that they count for numerology. But you can see in this short example how 9 has the value of 0. It's pretty cool and pretty deep. Play with a few examples on your own and remember to reduce to a single digit at the end of adding all your numbers. When you want to know the vibration of something or someone, there is a system of converting letters into numbers and adding all numerical values together to come up with a single digit. So for example, I was born on the 17th. That means my life path number is an 8. If you understand the various meanings for the 8 vibration, then you will know many things about my personality. Now, this is not going to be 100% because there are other factors that help make up your total personality, but you'll get a good idea of my vibration. Remember that we are always limited by our knowledge and understanding of these vibrations. I find that most people lean toward the negative vibrational meanings of the number and tend to focus more on them. When interpreting your numerology or someone else's, always remember that there are negative and positive meanings for each vibration, and each number should be looked at with balance. Learn both vibrations and know that we grow into the more positive aspects of our numbers. It's a growth process. No one is all negative, even if it looks that way. Even though numerology is considered the occult, it is a science that has been around longer than any of our modern day sciences, and it's used around the world. In some countries, they use numerology to see if you qualify for a job or not. The final decision is not based totally on your numbers, but it is a huge factor because some vibrations get along better than others. Another interesting fact is some Christian scholars have used numerology to find coded messages within the Bible. So for many, it has become a tool for greater knowledge, and this is really what it is. It helps us to decode vibrations. It makes sense that numbers have a specific vibration because they are composed of specific frequencies. Now, if we ourselves are vibrational beings, then that means through the law of attraction, we would attract a vibrational match to us, like the day we were born. So, if your vibration matches the number one, you would have been born on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th. It's no mistake, the day you were born. The same is true for your name. Your parents think that they named you, but in truth, you named yourself. It can be no other way, because the name is also a way to discover more about who you are, about your vibration. I find that people actually grow into their birth names. The Bible says a good name is better than gold, because the name that you give your child should be a blessing for your child. Everything has meaning. And when you begin to understand numerology, you will see that. I want to show you how numerology is used to decode vibration within your DNA. A secret message was discovered in the human DNA by using numerology to crack the code. And we'll discuss that in part two of this episode. That information is going to blow your mind. It's deep. Thank you again for listening and for sharing these episodes with your friends and family. I appreciate all your efforts in helping me to get the word out. I can't do this without your help. So thank you so very much. We'll finish this episode up next week. Until our very next podcast, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.